I work with Dawn.
Thank you, Mike. Is there anything, Jack, on the Queens Bench Mayor or something?
Well, I just wanted to make, that it's very busy over there right now. It's start of ice season. I've been looking at the hockey. I think you're still getting, I didn't get to the last hockey game. I don't know how many people were there for the privateer game. But the car, the park lot seemed to be still full, even though the team is now a younger team and redeveloping and things. And I'd just like to mention, too, that if there's any questions or anything at any time, Steve and Rosalyn are so open to discussion. I don't like the hearing so many negative things through social media. I'd just like come and ask questions. Everybody's open to talk. It's just a matter of talking. A lot of things can be resolved.
Unfortunately, we have no control over social media.
Exactly.
Any other discussion, any questions on Queen's Place? No. If not, I'm going to turn the gavel over figuratively to the Deputy Mayor, and I have a number of items from the Nominating Committee.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, 15.1.
I would move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality accept the recommendation of the Nominating Committee and approve the appointments of the following individuals as district representatives to the Canada 150 Committee effective immediately. In District 1, Lucy Burgess and Betty Jean Lawson. In District 2, Andrew Daniel Witch, Terry Ann Munro Miller. District 3, Paula Doucette and Laurie Ann Brown. District 4, Arnie Jolimore and Rosalie Smith. District 5, Chris Mansfield and Henry Wilcox. District 6, Kevin Freeman and Robert Whitelaw. District 7, Rebecca Foley and Laura Lee Johnson.
And who is the seconder of the motion? Councillor Waterman. Are there any questions regarding this motion? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Unanimous. 15.1.2, Mr. Mayor.
I would move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality accept the recommendation of the Nominating Committee and approve the appointment of Norman Wenzel to the Community Monitoring Committee effective immediately and with a term ending April 1, 2016.
Seconded by Councillor Fisk.
And this is the committee that monitors the landfill.
That's right. Are there any questions regarding this? For the question, all those in favor? Yes. And 15.1.3.
I would move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality accept the recommendation of the Nominating Committee and approve the appointment of Councillor Bruce English to the South Shore Regional Enterprise Network effective immediately and with a term ending October 31, 2016.
Seconded by Councillor Fancy. Questions? If not, I'll answer the question. All those in favor? Chair's turned back to you.
Thank you. Now, that brings us to 16.1. And there is a paper with a recommendation. I would assume that this would be corporate services, perhaps?
Recreation and community facilities, aren't they, sir?
Or economic.
Courthouse. Oh, okay, recreation. Yeah. Community. Yes, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, Brian.
I so move. It is recommended the Council and Region of Queens Municipality host a public engagement session to discuss potential options for. Am I reading the right one?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. For the municipal courthouse property for the future consideration of council.
Seconded by Councillor Inglis. Discussion.
I think this merits really very little discussion at this point.
Yeah.
That's a historic building. It's tremendously important to the people of Queens, and we really need their input before we talk about doing anything with it.
And the other thing is, I have no idea how we're going to get people out to meetings because we get the same group of people all the time. But this is a big, important step for Port Medway to Caledonia, to everybody. And this needs everybody's ideas. And this is not a Liverpool project, even though this is in Liverpool. It's another thing that every taxpayer in this county owns. And everybody's going to get a... And I don't know how you do that. I have no idea. It's a challenge.
It's not even just a Queens County project.
It's a sufficient staff to have provisional setup.
Okay, so we've got the proposal, the motion. Do you want to discuss it further, or are you going to follow Councillor Inglis's advice and not having a discussion at this time?
No discussion. Question.
Councillor Waterman wants to move it out to Caledonia. That's why he's not saying
good man, Councillor. All in favor of the motion? Contrary minded? Thank you, Richard. And that takes me to 16.2, council priorities.
I'll do that one.
Okay.
I so move that the Region of Queens Municipality Council approves the priorities chart in attachment 1 of this report.
Okay. CAO McClellan.
In September, Council provided direction to staff to take us through a strategic planning process to guide the development of our service delivery and budget preparation. So after that, over the following month, there was a session with staff and then a session with Council regarding a couple things, a checkup on our current vision statement and the municipal planning strategy, and then a discussion around priorities. It was interesting that there was very high alignment between everybody in clusters around priorities. So we identified that there were priorities to look at under economic development or event strategy, under economic development and planning, or Main Street waterfront, under economic development, or rural and entrepreneurial economic development, housing and seniors housing, and Dr. Doucette and Mr. Murray presented this morning. Under culture, there was a cluster around heritage, and as well there was a cluster of input around programming at the Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center. There was a cluster around recreation programming and a cluster around active transportation. So it was good that we had these heavy clusters, and we actually have a number of motions currently directing staff around the what I proposed as the now priorities of the rural internet scenarios, which we should have a paper to council very soon. We've got to develop a project scope for Main Street waterfront area revitalization. The events framework, which council already gave us direction to, we're working on, maybe November, but probably December. We're working on how we're best using the reinvestment the council made into the town hall today, and we received direction around the trestle trail as well next coming up. You know, we have heard about seniors housing, heritage programming is something that we need to discuss how we're going to look at and bring that forward, and recreation programming, which couples some questions and comments around Queen's Place and our general recreation program. Those were the recommended priorities, and what will happen is we'll continue with our budget development and following council direction on the current motions, and quarterly we'll update our progress on these priorities and get direction from council on what's next to bring forward. as well giving you, I'm not sure if I said, the performance monitoring in those quarterly updates. So I believe that covers where we went.
Okay.
Are you ready for a motion? Question on the motion?
Question.
All in favor?
It's unanimous. Thank you.
That concludes the open agenda.